So continuing our discussion about the Asara Ruge Malchus, and we were going to go to the execution of Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgamon, and we were speaking a little bit about who he was. And we mentioned that he was the Meturgamon of Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel in Yavne, although he lived in Tzipori. Both Yavne and Tzipori are in the Galil. Tzipori is about halfway between Haifa and Tveria, in the middle of the Galil. And those became centers of learning after Churban HaBayis, after Yerushalayim was Chorev, and they became the centers of learning afterwards. We discussed who his colleagues were, etc. A couple of interesting things that are mentioned about Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgamon. One is that the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis that after he was killed, and we will learn about his execution, Elisha ben Avuyo saw his body being dragged in the mud and his tongue loicheches es ofor, and it was Elisha ben Avuyo at that time who said zu toiro vazu schoro. He became so disillusioned from what he saw that the Gemara says yeshoyrim that that was what was goyim that he went off the derech completely. He became a rebel, and afterwards, they didn't even call him by his name anymore. They called him Acher. Afterwards, in the Gemara, he's known as Acher because he became an apikoyos. And some say it was because he saw what had happened to Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgamon, and he couldn't really understand how such a thing could happen, how the Rabbi Shalom could allow such terrible things to happen to such wonderful tzaddikim, and that put him off. Yeshayim that it wasn't, it's brought down, Yeshayim that it wasn't the body of the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgamon, it was the tongue of Rabbi Yehuda HaNachtoim. But in any event, that's one. The other thing that's very interesting is that he is buried just outside Miron. He's buried at the bottom of a hill just outside Miron. And we didn't know until the 1500s exactly where Reb Chutzpis HaMeturgamon was buried. And then a Talmud of the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital, was Megale al Pi Kabbalah, places where a number of the Tanoim and the Tzadikim are buried in Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise we wouldn't have known where they were buried. But he was Megala Alpi Kabbalah, I don't know exactly how he did it, but he told, and he wrote down simonim as to where people are buried. And one of those that he gave was Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgamon, and he said that Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgamon had been buried in a very, very deep pit. A very deep pit. He'd been buried down there, and that there wasn't any matseva over his... and he explained that it was associated with the Be'er, and he said it was in a certain wadi and it was near the Miron, etc., etc. And after I don't know how long ago, but it wasn't so long ago, that there's a vad for the Hatzolah of Kivrei Kadmonim, and they went and they spent time examining the area and examining the simonim that Reb Chaim Vital had given as to where Reb Chutzpis was buried, and they identified a very, very deep pit which was near a well, and they dropped a stone down the deep pit, and it took a long time to get to the bottom, apparently, until they heard the plop at the bottom, and therefore they decided this was where it was, and the Vad Lahatzolas Kivrei Kadmoinim built an oihel over that place. And they said that they marked it up as this is the oihel of Reb Chutzpis HaMeturgamon. Came along later on, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Gabay. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Gabay has a different organization called Agudas Ohalei Shem, and he has been going around the world. Apparently, I'm not sure. I think he's still around, but he's been going around the world. He went to North Africa. He's been to Ukraine. He's been to Poland. He's been around Eretz Yisrael, restoring kavarim and restoring botei chaim. And he came to the conclusion that the cave of Reb Chutzpis HaMeturgamon was not quite where they built the oihel, but was actually over the be'er, was over the actual well itself, and that he'd been buried at the bottom of the well. And apparently, there's now two competing oholois for Reb Chutzpis HaMeturgamon. They're very near each other. But exactly which one is exactly the right spot is a little bit unclear. This Reb Yisrael Meir Gabay, apparently what I read up was, he's quite a controversial figure. Why? because although his Mesiras Nefesh and the expense that he's had for restoring Kavorim and restoring the and preserving the Kedusha of Botei Chaim throughout the world is very great, he's done some things which some people regard as sacrilege and which they regard as vandalism. Right? The inscriptions I saw was that they were regarded as criminal, vandalism and desecration. Why? Because what he did was, in a number of places, particularly in the Ukraine, was where the Matevas were very, very old. A lot of them were broken, and some of them had been vandalized during the war. A lot were missing. So you come to Botei Chaim sometimes where there are a number of, like, Matevas, broken, lying flat. Yeah, some of them are snapped, some of them are very faded, etc., etc. And what he did was, he went to Abbe Sachaim, and he picked up all the Matevas, which were lying flat and askew and strewn around, etc., etc., and he laid them out in straight lines. He built concrete bases, and he stood them up in the concrete bases in neat rows. So now all the Matevas, as much as you can see of them, are standing in a line, in a number of rows together, but they're not in the right place where they were originally. They're not lying over the Kavorim that they belong to. And therefore, although he's in a way preserved the Matevas, and people can go from one to the other, they can see the names, they could remember the people, but the Matevas have been moved from their original places, and a lot of people were very, very annoyed about that. I think in Mezhbush is also one of the places that he did, but there are other places where he's done something like that, and people are not happy with it. Al Kolponim, he held that the cave of Reb Chutz B'Samar Torgamon was not where the original Vaad La'atzolos Kivrei Kadmonim had put it, and Reb Chutz B'Samar Torgamon, I think, has two possible places where he's buried adjacent to each other. That's pretty much an introduction to who Reb Chutz B'Samar was, and B'Leader tomorrow B'Leader, will discuss exactly how he was taken and executed.
Started at the Torah Way Northwest London Thursday, base of 16th of July, Rabbi Yedidya Zaltzbach Ashlita of Sinai Kodal. Topical theme, this week's Torah been sponsored, Leonishmas of Avram Abba ben Menachem, Ari Yitzchak of Rachel Ziyatzait, was yesterday. It's supposed to push Lehmer Shal, Rav Zeh ben Toiba, Brian Gott Neri Yoya, Leonishmas, our esteemed founder of Yusuf Dov, Ben, Rishim Echol Tzvi Yitzkowitz, Zichra Noli Brachol.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I thought today we'll discuss a shayla that someone told me happened to them. And maybe see what the, maybe go through the halacha a bit, the sugya a bit, and see what the halacha is. So he said what happened was, is he was moving, he lived in a flat, and he was moving houses. He wanted to move all his stuff from his flat to the house that he was moving. So he called up the moving company, and he said, okay, move all my stuff, please. There's a lot of stuff. Over the years, he had a bunch of stuff. And he said, please take it all and move it over to the house. So he paid him a few hundred pounds, and that was it. However, he had in his house a very expensive glass cabinet, which he paid a good few hundred pounds for. And he was worried that he said, you know, these moving companies just want to get the job done as quick as possible. So he's worried it's going to come, that they're not going to be so careful with this expensive glass cabinet. So he said, you know what, fine. He told the moving company, you move all the stuff. And he called two of his friends, two of his chaveim, and said, could you do me a favor? Can you come and help me? You help me take this glass cabinet, come take it down the flat, and I'll put it in my car and I'll take it myself. Fine, okay. So next day, two of his friends come, and they both come. So he says, one picks up from one side, one picks up from the other side, this very expensive glass cabinet. And they start going down the flat, and I think it was three floors up or something, starts going down. And as they're nearing the bottom of the flat, suddenly there was a cat there, which was lurking in the corner, one of these flats, and it jumped out. The cat got startled by them, so it jumped out at them, and they got startled by the cat. Basically, cut a long story short, they dropped the glass cabinet, and the glass cabinet is no longer. Smashed the smithereens, it's all gone. So, okay, so obviously the first thought that went through this person's mind is that halavai, I should have got the moving company. They would have smashed it, at least they would have paid for it. Now, what should I do? But then they were thinking, they're all sitting there thinking, they're thinking, what is the halacha about who's, if they're chayev or not? That means he wants to know, they also want to do the right thing. He said, are we chayev to pay? I mean, at the end of the day, okay, we're trying to do you a favor, we're helping you, but at the end of the day, you smashed this glass cabinet worth a few hundred pounds. The chayev, you should be chayev to pay. So, the cat should pay. Yeah, okay. The cat's gone, come find the cat. So, So obviously the first shadow, one could say very simply, listen, it's not their fault. You know, they're trying to be nice, trying to do a favor. It's not their fault. They didn't know a cat's going to jump out and jump out at them. It's not their fault. However, we all know that's not true.
If the furniture removal people, are they responsible?
No, they didn't touch the glass cutting.
It had been the furniture.
Oh, probably. Yeah, I'm not talking about halacha. They're probably legally, they're liable. No, if they smash your...
They're not liable for the cat care.
Right. Okay, I don't know. You have to...
They're probably insured.
Right, yeah. check the English law. I'm not sure. So, the Shiloh was... Oh, so you could say it's not their fault. They didn't do, they didn't do anything wrong. However, we all know that as halacha, even though in kolot kula, an aveya, someone does an aveya, then it has to be if he does it intentionally. But not saying, however, if a guy does something for shogeg, he didn't mean to do it. So the shogeg could be there's a kolban, but the man says he's not chayev. So we could say, well, then here it's not his fault. However, we all know that halacha is that by nezikin it's not like that. By nezikin the klal is odom muud le'olam. A person is always liable. The Gemara says, "Bein be'oynos, bein be'dotzim, bein b'shoigig." Whatever happens, he is liable to pay. Maybe we'll get soon what the pshat behind that is. But therefore, you can say to these two people, "Listen, I feel very bad for you. I know it's not your fault. But at the end of the day, odem u'olam, you have to pay for my glass cabinet." So I was thinking maybe we can look at it in a slightly different angle to see maybe why they should be potter and they should not have to pay. And that is according to the Gemara in Shabbos. So the Mishnah in Shabbos says as follows. So we all know there's Lamatas Melachas. Lamatas Melachas, a person does his Chayim Misa. That's all the Melachas. One of the Melachas is Haitzah. There's an Issa Haitzah to carry. So either from Shusha Yochad, Shusha Rabim, or Shusha Rabim, Dalad Amas. You have to do an Akiyu and Anochim. You have to pick it up, move it, and then put it down. That is one of the Lamatas Melachas. So the Mishnah in Sadi Beis on the Beis says as follows. Hamoitzi Kikkel Shusha Rabim. Someone takes a kikkel, means an object. The Shusar Rabim Chayev, he is Chayev because he did Haitzah. Kaiz on the Mishnah. Haitzi Yishnayim Pturim. Says the Mishnah, if two people carry an object together, potter the potter. So let's say they take a chair, and one takes from one side, one takes from the other side, and they take Shusar Rabim. Even though they did a real Maisa Haitzah, they carried Dalit Amos from Shusar Rabim, they are potter, they're not Chayev to pay. Now, you read this Mishnah, it sounds very strange. Why should we potter to pay? The Maisa, each one did a full Maisa of carrying. And they carry, why should it be potter? So the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara says as follows, Tana Abonon. What's meaning this Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Ba'asayso. Says in the Torah by Lamatas Melochas, says Ba'asayso, that when a person does the Melocha, then he's Chayev. So Gemara Dashans, two drushes. Number one, the Gemara Dashans, Ha'oise es kula, ve'loi ha'oise es miktosei. Which means that a person has to do the full Melocha and not half of the Melocha. That's halacha. That's a drasha of ba'aseisa. So the Gemara brings two examples of ba'aseisa. What's the two examples? The first example is, which is very simple, is zeh oikev zeh miniach. Let's say one person picks up a chayfetz from a house, but he doesn't pull it in the shusha rabim. Then another person comes and he puts it in the shusha rabim. So basically, they each did half of a melacha. Says the Gemara, if they each do half a melacha, then maybe you're potter. That's a drasha of ba'aseisa. That you are potter. That's one example. That's very simple. Then the Gemara comes along. The Gemara says, there's another halacha. Says the Gemara, "Boitziu shnayim pturim." The kach never basay. So the Gemara dashim says another halacha. "Boitziu shnayim" means that a person has to do the full melacha. So therefore, if you have two people who are carrying together, the Gemara, the Torah says, we don't look at it as if he did the full melacha. Each one only did half of a haitzah. And Meir says the Gemara, that's also a ptur in Shabbos as well. That you potter. That's the two drashim of the Gemara dashim. So we see from here. See from this Gemara, l'choyah, very, very big yisoid. We see that when Torah says, don't do something, akaponu negava Shabbos, Torah says, don't do something, so we see from here, the Torah says, what's doing mean? Doing means if you do the full ma'isa yourself. However, if you do a ma'isa between the two of you, then you are not chayv, it's considered as if you haven't done it. That is what the Gemara says. Which l'choyah is a big, big chiddush. Someone told me that when Hatzalah was set up many years ago, so the older Padva said, he told them, they said, okay, fine, you should set it up. He said, one thing you should do is, let's say Hatzalah get a call on Shabbos, and they have to take the bag of stuff from the car, from the house to the ambulance, and said, you should make sure to carry it together with someone else. Why? Because like the Mishnah we just said, because Shnayim Shayid Tziyu, it's potter, you haven't done the Melacha, so okay, if it's Pekuach Nefesh, Pekuach Nefesh, but at the most you can minimize it, that's be better, and you will be potter. So that's according to the Mishnah that we just learned. There's a beautiful vort from the Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Behar according to this Gemara. Meshech Chochmah says as follows. He says that the Torah in Parshas Kisiso, it says going through the Melechas HaMishkan there. And the Torah says all the mitzvah of the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan, to build the Kelim, that's what the Torah says. Then at the end of the Parsha, the Torah brings a pasuk. It says, Eshavsoisai Teshmoidim, you should keep Shabbos. So Chazal already asked, well, actually brings from the Gemara, how does Eshavsoisai Teshmoidim come into the Parsha of the Mishkan? Bring the whole Parsha of Mishkan, bang in the middle, it lands a pasuk, Eshavsoisai Teshmoidim. So Rashi brings from Chazal. Rashi says, Mikan Lomdu, we see from here that Chazal are telling us that I would think that since the mitzvah of Mishkan, building a Mishkan is so big, such a big mitzvah, so therefore, even when it comes Shabbos, in the middle of building it, so it comes Shabbos, they shouldn't stop, they should keep building it. So comes the Torah and says, Shabbos, I swear you that no, that Mishkan is not Deich Shabbos, and Shabbos is even more chomer than Mishkan, so Mishkan, you have to stop building the Mishkan. That's what the Gemara says, that's what Rashi brings from the Chom Chazal. So the Mashal Chochmah asks, Stam Akash, he says, he doesn't understand, he says, if you look all over the Torah, whenever the Torah says keep Shabbos, most of the times it says, Peloshim Yochid. It says, Shomos Yom HaShabbos. It's talking to individuals. Each person should keep Shabbos. It says, why does the Torah here, the Torah says, the Loshon Eshavsoisai Tishmoyu, which is the Loshon Rabbim. It's talking to a group of people. You should all keep Shabbos. Why is this different than everyone everywhere else? So it says, Shabbosai normally. Yeah, the Meshech Chochmah said that most times, I'm taking his word for it. That most,
he's saying Shabbos is also written in the Torah.
Oh, Shabbos also, yeah. It's both of them, yeah. Oh, you're saying well, maybe it's called Eshavsoisai. I mean, Meshkakum says normally doesn't say this. It says Shomei Seyem HaShabbos. Why does normally not say Eshavsoisai? It normally is Lashon Yochid.
Yeah, he said Lashon Yochid in
Shomei Seyem HaShabbos.
Shomei Seyem HaShabbos.
That's Lashon Yochid. And here's Lashon Rabbi. Why does it say Eshavsoisai? Yes, that's also the kasha. Why does it say Eshavsoisai? Why? Okay, that's what Meshech Chochmah says. So Meshech Chochmah says, he said, had this vault, niskala b'chaloyim. So this vault was sent to him b'chaloyim. He was sleeping, and Hashem sent him this vault. Most of us, when we sleep, we go to sleep. Meshech Chochmah, this is what happened in his sleep. He got sent machshavas ala teira. So Meshech Chochmah says, according to this Gemara, he says, what's Chazal say? Chazal say, a person will think that maybe I can build on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a mitzvah of Mishkan. Kamash on the Torah. No, you can't build in Shabbos. Says Meshech Chochmah, what happens if a Talmud Chochmah will come along and say, you know what, I've got a very simple solution. Why don't I say, I will build with two people? I'll do Shnayim Sha'asu. We just learned the Gemara says, if you do a Melacha with two people, then you're potter. You haven't done a Melacha. So maybe I would think, okay, so I know I can't do a Melacha myself. But why can't I have two people come together and they will do it? Says Meshech Chochmah, that's why the Torah is telling me, V'loshim Rav Meshavsoisai Teshmoyu, to tell me that no. Even if you're going to do it with two people, even if you're going to do it with a group, still you shouldn't do it. Now, what's Takab Shad? I Shnayim Sha'asu's Potter. So Meshech Chochmah says, Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. It's better not. That's what the Torah is Megalami. But that's a Moedic Gevot. Why? Punkt here, the Torah says, Oshun Rabbim, to be Mabe, to tell me that even if two people do it together, you still cannot do it. That's what Meshech Chochmah says. Now, according to this, I would say, maybe it sounds a bit funny, but Lechoya, according to this, come back to Al-Shayla, one could potentially say that he's potter, these two people. Why? Because Ena Chanama Oynis is Chayiv. But what happened here? These are two people who were carrying a glass cabinet, and they both smashed it. Lechoya, what happened? They both smashed it together. So you should say Shnayim Sha'asu. That means because Al-Gamor, we see a big Yisoid, that two people do something, it's considered they only did half a Maisa. Even though if you ask someone not from the Torah, you say, who cares? A Maisa, they both did a Maisa. But you see, it's said from our Gemara that if two people do one Maisa, we don't look at it each to the full Maisa. We look at it, he did half and he did half. Memela, who did by Mazik? I can say each one didn't do a full Maisa Mazik, and Memela, the potter.
In Shabbos, you couldn't punish both of them. Here, in theory, if Shnayim Sha'asu, they smashed the cabinet together,
yeah.
Let them pay jointly, half each. Each one did half a melacha,
yeah.
Each one paid for half the damage.
Yeah, but even if you can't punish them by Shabbos, why is it not osir? Why is it not osir by Shabbos? Let's say you can't punish them.
Yeah.
But why is it no issa? Is there no issa for them to do it?
I don't know what the
issa. Yeah, so Pashtus, there's no issa. Pashtus by Shnayim Sha'asu. Oh, Pashtus by Shnayim Sha'asu, there's no issa b'chlal.
Remember, if Chana, once he couldn't walk and had to push in a wheelchair, yeah. He was marked that two people should push.
Oh, that's what they said. They can use that as a tzur. They can use that get two people to push something, yeah. But your shayla of Issa, so what if Rishonim and Achonim say that Shayla also in Agamah means there's no Issa Bechal? Maybe the Abonim. Because the Eger Taka says, it's only Ptul and Kolb, there's Issa Deraisa. But Pashtus is there's no Issa Bechal. Very good. Oh. So the shayla is, so this is what maybe you can suggest. The problem is, like you just heard, there's a big shayla here. We have to go, is this halacha here a din? Dafke in Shabbos, or is a halacha in Kolotei Kula? That means we want to pull out from this Gemara, you see from this Gemara, two people do something, you pot it. The shayla is this a universal klal? That whenever the Torah says don't do something, doing means yourself, or no, it's dafke lagav Shabbos. So, the Amos says, Mufurish HaTshuvah Sadashpo. The Shoyal there asks HaTshuvah Sadashpo, and he's talking about Tumah there. And he says, he wants to know if two people carry something which is Tomei, are they both Tomei or not? And he wanted to say, according to the Gemara in Shabbos, that Shnayim Sha'asu, that you're Potter. So the Chubba Sadashba answers him and he says that you're very mistaken. And he says that the whole halacha, Shnayim Sha'asu, is only halacha the Gabba Shabbos. It's only halacha the Gabba Shabbos. Dafka the Gabba Shabbos, we learn that Shnayim Sha'asu is Potter. However, anywhere else in the Torah, there, rather we say that if a person, even if a person doesn't maise with someone else, the maise, he's chayiv, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference if he did it with someone else, it's still considered his maise. That's the Gav Shabbos, a special tool there. And it's true, the maise, you look over Shas, you never find anywhere in Gemara, anywhere else where the Gemara speaks out, Shnayim Sha'asu. It's only the Gav Shabbos that you're potter. That's what the Shabbos Rashba says. And therefore, coming back to our Shaila, Lechoyle, you could not say by Mazik, you should be chayiv. That should be the halacha. However, I just want to go through a few minor koimas that we see in Pashas. This Rashban Shuvas is a Das Yochid. And that means most Rishonim, I think, and most Achoyim, or Taka, Mavuya, not at the Rashban, they learn there is a universal club. So the first Mamak we find is there's a Ran, Chiddush Ran in Sanhedrin. So the Ran in Sanhedrin there is talking about, he's talking about Yain Nesach. And he says, we all know it's the Issa of Yain Nesach, it's the Issa to pull Yain Nesach in front of the Zohar, it's Issa the Reise. So the Ran in Sanhedrin says, Mom, she's talking about something else, and he just throws in, he says, you should know that if two goyim come together and they both pour the wine to Avodah Zorah, says the Ran, the wine does not become osa. It's not osa, it's not Avodah Zorah. Says the Ran, why not? Why, what's the problem? I said they poured the wine. Says the Ran, according to the Gemara on Shabbos. Because the Gemara on Shabbos just told me that Shnayim Sha'asu, two people do something, it's not because they've done it. So who are din by Yayin Nesach? Two goyim poured wine, it's not considered Yayin Nesach. So we see Mefurish in the Ran, not like the Rashban. The Ran learned, the Ran took out from this Gemara that this is a clan. Whenever the Torah said don't do something, the Torah only considered doing it if you do it yourself. Two people, that's not you doing it. So the Ran Mefurish in Machlokes, the Rashban Shuvas says only the Gav Shabbos, and the Ran says that the Gav Yayin Nesach as well. Another place we find the Chayyim where they're showing what to say not like the Rashban is the Gemara in Kiddushin. So the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about Shkutei Chutz. So we all know there's Issa in the Torah, Shchutei Chutz means you can't take a behemoth's kodshim and shecht it b'chutz. You're supposed to shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdosh. And it's a kohi, it's Issa to shecht it b'chutz, it's Issa halos chutz. So the Gemara there says as follows. The Gemara says, Yochel, I would think, Shnayim sheshecht b'chutz. What happens if two people take a knife and they both shecht the behemoth b'chutz? So what is the halacha? So the Gemara says, Yochel, you'll be chayiv. I would think that you're chayiv. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malon, a Jerusha, I think it was Olov, says the Gemara, Kamash Malon, that no, you're not chayv. Two people are Shef Bechutz, you're not chayv. A special Jerusha, you're potter, you're not over the Issa Shchut Echutz. So comes along, and that's how we paskin. Comes along the Tesla Rosh and the Ritfor. And the Tesla Rosh and the Ritfor, they both ask, and they say, they don't understand the Gemara. They say, what's the Havman? The Gemara here's got a Havman in that. Two people, Shef Bechutz, you're chayv. He says, and you need a Jerusha for that. He says, why do you need a Jerusha? Says, what happened if two people took a knife? This is a classic case of Shnayim Sha'asu. They both did a Maisa together. They should be potter. Just like by Shabbos, you told me, two people do a Maisa. It's not considered a Maisa. So why didn't the Gabbah Shkut Echutz? It's not considered a Maisa. As though he fret the Tesla Rosh, and that's how the Tfar also asked the question. So they say to Wutzim, they say, maybe there's a Havamina you'd learn that from somewhere else, from Halor. They say to Wutzim. But Lechoy, according to the Rashba and Shuvas, the Kasha doesn't start. Because the Rashban Shuvas says that this whole halacha, you shouldn't get carried away by it. It's dafka halacha in Shabbos. By Shabbos, we say two people do something; it's not your ma'aser. However, anywhere else in the Torah, then there is no p'tur by Shchut Echutz. So we see clearly from the Ritvah and the Tosfos Rosh there, which they do ask the question, that they say they want to apply the p'tur Shnayim Sha'asu kol ha'Torah kol. So far we have the Tosfos Rosh, we have the Ritvah, and we have the Ran. We also find there's a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says. He says as follows, he says, no, there's an Issa in the Torah of, Torah says, Esrin Gozis. Allah is allowed the Torah to take, to make, when you're building a Mizbeach, you can't take stones that were cut from Basel. So you can't take stones, it has to be ready-made, you can't take it which was cut. So the Chazal say, why? Because you can't use a sword which was used to kill people, Makatsa Yomim, you can't use that to build a Mizbeach. That's what Chazal say. Says in Mechasredach just a few lines, and he says, but you should know that if two people come along, and they both did cut stone with Evan Shogozis, then, says in Mechasredach, then you should know there, your attacker, there will be potter. Why? Says in Mechasredach. Because according to the Gemara that we just learned, that according to the Gemara on Shabbos Shesh, Shlan Shosu is potter. So we see from here that two people do something, you're not chayiv. Mimbele says in Mechasredach, who hadin? When a person comes to Evan Gozis, he's potter, it's not considered his ma'aser. So just to recap, we have a Rashba on the one hand, which says that stuff going to go to Shabbos. And then we have a Ran, Tesorosh, and the Ritzvor, and the Minchas Chinuch, which all say that no, Shnash also is everywhere. So therefore, come back to our Shiloh by Mazik. So if you go like the Rashba, that stuff going to go to Shabbos, then obviously it's no connection, because Shabbos you're potter, but Mazik you're chayiv. However, if you go with Rovi Shonin that we just said, and with the Minchas Chinuch, that Shnayim should also, two people do something, then it's a tool everywhere. Then who are in our side of Mazik L'Choyer, one would say that you're potter.
If two people kill you, you've been...
Oh, wait, that's Mamash about to, what I'm about to get to.
Sorry. In two of the cases, the one about Yain Nesser, and then the last case about the volume of the Mizbeach, isn't that potter? It's not the Manasseh. Or the
shofar.
It's a question of it's like a chafetz. It's like a who is, I need a manasseh in order to tassel the wine. The wine was poured for avodah zarah. The wine will become yain.
Yes. Like, oh, so you just said the whole shit.
The stone is how wine causes.
Yeah, yeah. No. Stone makat gozis. I think it's still there.
I don't want that a stone which was cut by a bazel should be a chelik of the mizbeach.
Right. No, mechasimuk there is mashma that he's not discussing the is it kosher or not? I'm just going to smash my dad. He's discussing stump. Is he even is it the raisa?
Yeah.
So that you're right. You're saying look at it. It's at the stone. It's at this chest of the stone, isn't it? Some stands there that even the person which does it, he's not even issa whatsoever. Now that's fair. Right? According to the Rashba, he should be even issa. He's done it issa the raisa. If wind spills it.
Wind pushes. By itself, without reporting it, is that a problem?
So that's the Chostam's not a problem, no, because that hasn't done anything. You see, maybe the question doesn't.
But the wine has been on here, but
yeah, but I think the issa is dafke if it's goy pulls it. It doesn't mind the nissa, I think. They say, I didn't get into it, but they discussed it about, let's say, Shabbos lifts. I think also they get busy with these kind of shilas, because when the lift goes up, I didn't go into the whole thing, but when the lift goes up, apparently, then the motor is taking you up. But when you go down, the way the motor works, I think, is that it takes in your weight as a factor, and therefore the motor goes together because you help the gravity, you help push it down. So you're doing it together with the motor. So I saw some song they want to maybe show through this Gemara that maybe could say Shnayim Sha'asu, because you're both doing it together. So no one's doing a full act here of pushing down the lift. Okay, for a different time.
Point, yeah. Just to say that in Northwick Park, there's a lift that goes round and round and round. It's just for the staff only.
Yeah.
But I once looked into it because I was working there, and I found that it goes automatically 24 hours, irrespective of anybody goes on or off at all.
Yeah.
No, but it'd be historically, you have to look into
yeah.
it.
No, because the question is that when it goes up, the chaya, you're causing it to go up. You're not doing anything?
No, it's 24 anything. Hours.
Right.
I've seen another one where in Sint, in Switzerland, where it only works when you step on it, but here this is automatic. Ah. It doesn't also. Yeah,
it's a whole.
Uses more power.
Yeah, uses more power. I think many pages have been spilt about Shabbos lifts. It's that. Yeah. Anyways, so. Oh, Shaila Islam, what is the Machlokes series showing him? Whether Shnayim Sha'asu is dafka l'gabe Shabbos or not? So I was thinking maybe you can explain with the Rambam and Rashi here. The Rambam brings the Makoya Shnayim Sha'asu, and he speaks it out as follows. He says, what is the Halacha Shnayim Sha'asu? He says as follows. He says, Kol Melacha Sha'yochid Yochel Aseisa Isa Levadri. Any Melacha which a person can do himself, but also Shnayim B'Shutfus, or you should also Zemek Tosif Zemek Tosoy, the potter. And he says, what's halacha? He says, halacha is If someone picks up a chayfus and the other person does half a melacha, or shnayim she'asu, or two people do it. So the Rambam brings it all in one halacha. The Rambam sounds like we said in the pashtus, that the one halacha is a person can't do half a melacha. Miller says the Rambam, just like if you pick up halfway and you stop, and another guy comes half and he does it, so you say posha, obviously you're potter, why? Because each one did half a melacha. Says the Rambam, that is the tool of shnayim she'asu. We look at shnayim she'asu, even though really they both did a full ma'isa, we say no, since they did it together, they each did half a ma'isa. So according to the Rambam, let's say the other shita. That's the Rambam. Rashi, however, says very interesting thing. Rashi, when he speaks at the p'tul shnayim she'asu, he says, what's a p'tul? Rashi says, Zeinak Zeyochel, but Rashi, who the Mamayat? The Torah is Mamayat, two people do a Mamayat together. So Rashi, a few words, the love or Chayu or Mevet betray. But Rashi, because it's not normal to do a Malacha with two people. It's not the normal way. If you can pick up a chair yourself, why are you doing it with someone else? Pick up yourself. Says Rashi, since you're doing something which is not normal, the Mele your potter. So I think we'll be told on this. That means, what's this din of not normal? Normal means is a lot of Shilu. Shinu, we know Pashas Voivy Shalim say Shinu is only halacha in Shabbos. In Shabbos is halacha of Shinu. You do something funny, you're not even malacha. Let's say a guy eats macholos asuris, yeah, he eats a piece of chazeh, he eats in a funny way, he's still chayev. Shabbos is halacha, melech is machsheres, you have to do it a normal way. So the Kobi is telling this. According to the Rambam says, what's the p'tul? The p'tul shnayim she'asu is you have done half a ma'isa. Half a ma'isa, that's a klal in kol teikula. You have to do a full ma'isa to be chayev. You have to eat chazeh to be chayev. If you do half a ma'isa, you're not chayev. However, if you don't like Rashi, then Be'etzim is your full Maisa. The only P'tur is that it's a Shinu. It's a Shinu, that's Dafke Shabbos. Say one more thing that he asked over here. What about with Tzicha? Say very quickly. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Asar Shekei B'Makal, 10 people take a stick and they kill a guy. A graphic story, they take one guy, Bas Achas, and they kill him. So the Gemara says, you're potter. The shayla is, why are you potter? The Gemara doesn't explain why you potter 10 people that kill. So Rashi comes along then. Rashi says, nefesh is Rashi, that the only chayv v'tzicha if you have a nefesh. You have the whole nefesh killing. However, if you have few people together killing someone, then you're not chayv. As is Rashi, a new drosh and hilchus v'tzicha that two people kill, they're not chayv. Comes along Reb Aaron Kotler, in Mishnas of Aaron, and he says, he doesn't understand. He says, why does Rashi have to come into a new time of nefesh, a special drosha mitzicha that you potter? He says, what happened to din of shnayim she'asu? Just like shnayim she'asu in Heitzor, we say yechayv, what didn't hit? He also asks about, and he says, the Rashbam Bava Kamba Taka says it's a machlikas asugis by tzicha, and the Rashbam paskins in Bava Kamba that 10 people killed together the chayiv Taka. Says of Aaron, that zichas shver. What happened to shnayim she'asu? Shnayim she'asu, 2 people together, you potter. So, I don't really understand about because the Rashbam, the Chayyikash is a non-starter, because the Rashbam Chuvas says that the whole thing Shnayim She'asu is only the Gav Shabbos. So the Rashbam Shetoso, by Ritzicha, obviously he holds Yechayyid, there's no P'tur Shnayim She'asu. That's number one. And the Kash and Rashi is also not Shver the Chayyikash, because we just said that according to Rashi, it's a P'tur Dafke and Shabbos because of Shinu. Rashi and Kola Teyekula, they're not. I just finished with the final thought, I think that's what Yom Ram is to, that Rabbi wants to say a big Yisoid. He wants to say Yisoid. He said, when we only say Shnayim She'asu, two people do something as potter, when the Issa is the action. When the Torah says, let's say eating a piece of chazer, the Issa is the Maisa eating. So then the Torah says, what's considered the action? Oh, an action is only if you do it yourself. Two people is not an action. Says Rabbi Aaron, when the Issa is not the action, the Issa is the result, then it doesn't make a difference if you do it with two people. It doesn't make a difference. I didn't do a full Maisa, doesn't make a difference. What's the result? Let's say when I steal something for someone, I steal £100. What's the Issa? Is the Issa the Maisa of stealing? No, the Issa is, the Torah didn't want you to take Yenem's £100. Okay, you have to do it through a Maisa as well. Says of Aaron, that's why by Ritzicha, there's no P'tur Shnayim She'asu. Because the Issa of killing someone, what's the Issa? Is it because the Torah didn't want you to do a bad action? No, the Torah didn't want the Ibud HaNefesh of killing someone. Mele says of Aaron, if the Issa is only the result, then there's no P'tur Shnayim She'asu. Masha'in ke Melochas, the Issa is the Maisa, then there's a P'tur Shnayim She'asu. So back to our Shaila by Mazik, L'choya, you could say, L'Dav Aaron, you would not be Potter, because by Mazik, L'choya, that's Posher, the Issa is not the act of being Mazik. What's the Issa Mazik? Why did the Torah say don't damage someone's property? Is the Torah didn't want you to do it? It's bad middles? No, the Torah didn't want the result of being of damaging, of being Masid Yenim, a loss. If the Issa is the result, then even if you say like the Rishonim, that Shnayim She'osu is not Dafka Legabe Shabbos, and Shnayim She'osu is everywhere, L'chol you still won't be potter, because here the Issa is the result, we don't care about the action and you still be Chayiv.
But you sat down.